Well, I can't remember the sailing boat. You should go from Ireland, potato boat. There's a name to it. I can't think of her name. But, and I'm sure it was Mr. Seymour Griffiths from Bentless, used to come get us boys when the boat was due to come in. And then he used to get the Penner boys, then us boys, the Bufflin boys, and so on up the river. And used to make us cut long sticks and go out when the tide was out and put it on the banks as he could see the stream as to bring the boat up, because there was a lot of mud either side. And that's what we used to do. And he used to make us sit there then until the tide was in and the boat had passed. So this particular day I was on my place looking after my stick, as they call it. My stick started to go over with the incoming tide, so it swam out, pulled the stick up, and with that this big boat passed. And I always remember this old woman, she was older than me because I was only about 10 or 12 sort of thing, that age I should have thought. She threw these two potatoes at me, and I swam for the potatoes naturally, and I picked them up and swam, come back in and went home and told Mother, I'm not going to do that again. She said, why? She said, well, I said I was helping the boat to go up, and this woman chucked these two big potatoes at me. She said, do you think she was saying thank you? That's one memory I got of it. The next then, us boys used to always go into Pembroke and mess around with the Pembroke boys or Moncton boys or whatever it was. And we always had to walk through Sir Thomas's land from Bufflin to Pembroke. And if he caught you, he'd always ask you, where are you going? And we used to say, Pembroke. And he said, where are you from? Bufflin. Right, get back there, you're not going to Pembroke. And he used to turn us around. So the only way we could get over that, us boys, was we'd find out where he was first, and then we start walking back the opposite way that we wanted to go. And he used to come and tell us where you were going. We said Bufflin. He said, no, you get back to where you come back from, go to Pembroke. So we got to Pembroke in the end that way.